Today in Security from Wired.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
A scary new ransomware outbreak uses WannaCry's old tricks, by Lily Hay Newman. A type of ransomware researchers have identified as Petya, also called PetraWrap, P-E-T-R-W-R-A-P, began spreading internationally on Tuesday. Reported victims so far include Ukrainian infrastructure like power companies, airports, public transit, and the central bank, as well as Danish shipping company Maersk, the Russian oil giant Rosneft, and institutions in India, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, and beyond. What makes the rapid escalation of Petya both surprising and alarming is its similarity to the recent worldwide WannaCry ransomware crisis, primarily in its use of NSA exploit Eternal Blue to spread through networks. It is definitely using Eternal Blue to spread, says Fabian Wozar, a security researcher at the defense firm Emisoft, which specializes in malware and ransomware. I confirm this is a WannaCry situation, Matthew Succi, the founder of security firm Kome Technologies, wrote on Twitter. Microsoft had patched the Eternal Blue vulnerability in March prior to WannaCry's spread in May, which protected some systems from infection. Based on the extent of damage Petya has caused so far, though, it appears many companies have put off patching, despite the clear and potential devastating threat of a similar ransomware spread. These systems apparently remain vulnerable even after Microsoft released multiple patches for legacy systems, like Windows XP, that the company no longer supports. And publicity about the attack led many system administrators to prioritize upgrading their systems for defense. But Petya's spread using Eternal Blue shows how dire the patching landscape really is. McAfee fellow and chief scientist Raj Samani notes that Petya may use other propagation methods as well for maximum impact. No kill switch. The Petya ransomware itself has circulated since 2016. Its spread has now hastened thanks to malicious upgrades, including the use of Eternal Blue. It has two components. The main malware infects a computer's master boot record and then attempts to encrypt its master file table. If it can't detect the MFT, though, it turns operations over to its other component, a ransomware that Petya incorporates called Misha, and simply encrypts all the files on the computer's hard drive the way most ransomware does. In either case, once infected, a computer displays a black screen with red text that reads, "If you see this text, then your files are no longer accessible, because they have been encrypted. Perhaps you are busy looking for a way to recover your files, but don't waste your time. Nobody can recover your files without our decryption service." Then the ransomware asks for $300 in Bitcoin, the same amount WannaCry demanded. It's not yet clear where the wave of attacks originated or who is behind it. Everyone talked about Ukraine first, but I don't know. It's worldwide, says Malware Hunter Team, a researcher with the Malware Hunter Team Analysis Group. Most troubling, perhaps, is that Petya doesn't appear to incorporate the errors that stunted WannaCry's spread. The amateurish mistakes that marked that earlier outbreak limited both the scope and the eventual payouts collected. WannaCry even included a kill switch that shut it off entirely, and that security researchers used to control its spread. Petya doesn't seem to have a kill switch function, which means there's no way to stop it yet. The only potential good news? Enough people may have patched since WannaCry to forestall a breakout on the same scale. I think the outbreak is smaller than WannaCry, but the volume is still quite considerable, Samani says. This is particularly nasty. It's not as widespread, but it's certainly quite significant. So far, this round of attacks has netted 1.5 Bitcoin, or around $3,500. That may not seem like much so far, but the number has steadily increased since the first reports broke this morning. We'll continue to update this story as it develops and details become clear.